Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for joining with me as we prepare to enjoy the Tuesday morning edition of our 5-minute journey together. Today we are in Micah chapter 2. And here Micah describes the punishment that will be meted out to those who abuse their power. The chapter concludes with a promise of hope for those who survive. And God's saving words for us this week are justice and peace. So, let's begin reading Micah chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. How terrible it will be for those who lie awake and plan evil. When morning comes, as soon as they have had the chance, they will do the evil they planned. When they want fields, they seize them. When they want houses, they take them. No one's family or property is safe. And so the Lord says, I'm planning to bring disaster on you, and you will not be able to escape it. You who are going to find yourselves in trouble, and then you will not walk so proudly anymore. When that time comes, people will use the story about you as an example of disaster, and they will sing this song of despair about your experience. We are completely ruined. The Lord has taken our land away and given it to those who took us captive. So then, when the time comes for the land to be given back to the Lord's people, there will be no share for any of you. The people preach at me and say, don't preach at us. Don't preach about all that. God is not going to disgrace us. Do you think the people of Israel are under a curse? Has the Lord lost his patience? Would he really do such things? Doesn't he speak kindly to those who do right? The Lord replies, you attack my people like enemies. Men return from battle, thinking they are safe at home, but there you are, waiting to steal the coats off their backs. You drive the women of my people out of their homes they love, and have robbed their children of my blessings forever. Get up and go. There is no safety here anymore. Your sins have doomed this place to destruction. These people want the kind of prophet who goes around full of lies and deceits and says, I prophesy that wine and liquor will flow for you. But I will gather you together, all you people of Israel that are left. I will bring you together like sheep returning to the fold, like a pasture full of sheep. Your land will once again be filled with many people. God will open the way for them and lead them out of exile. They will break out of the city gates and go free. Their king, the Lord himself, will lead them out. And today's key verse is Micah chapter 2, verse 13, where Micah writes, God will open the way for them and lead them out of exile. They will break out of the city gates and go free. Their king, the Lord himself, will lead them out. And so, again, we have the story about the evil people acting like they're all righteous and high and mighty, and after all, they are God's favorite because look at all of the riches that they have accumulated. But they've accumulated all of the lands and all of their possessions by stealing it from the hard-working people. Kind of reminds you of some of the corporations that we see today in America, doesn't it? At any rate, God says, well, you're all going off to captivity. And then, when I bring you back from captivity, all the things that you stole will be given back to the people. They shall be made whole, but you will have nothing. It's be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, like a shepherd, you gather us into your fold. In the security of your love, I find peace and rest. Lead me, Lord, in the way of your justice and truth. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this Tuesday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be in Micah chapter 3, where Micah denounces Israel's leader. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.